In Myanmar's ethnic states, more than 200,000 people remain displaced from past wars and ethnic violence. Many in the ethnic groups have pinned their hopes on Aung San Suu Kyi, who's promised to bring peace between ethnic forces and the country's powerful government. Kachin mother Dapo was too busy watching over her three children in a Michina camp for internally displaced people to vote last November. Now she counts the days until her husband, a Kachin independent soldier, will be able to return home.
I hope for a day when we can return to our village after political problems are solved. My husband can now return only once a year, and I can't go and find a job outside the camp because my children are still very young, and I need to watch them and be with them.
But critics question the effectiveness of national peace talks, saying they are aimed to divide ethnic factions. In Shan State, a recent signatory of the nationwide ceasefire agreement is now fighting against a fellow ethnic force. Myanmar analyst and author Bertel Lintner says the strategy is nothing new for the ruling military in their decades-long strategy against ethnic forces.
The military is fighting a kind of proxy war. They don't really want to be seen as, you know, attacking this group themselves. So they are using one group, this particular Shan army, to fight the Palaung. And that serves the military's interest, because we have to remember that what they want is a final victory. They want to defeat these groups. They're not interested in any political solution, any compromise or whatever.
As the conflicts continue, many ethnic groups remain armed, wary of the 2008 constitution that heavily favors the military.
They are like independent organization. They are not controlled by the parliament, not controlled by the government. They are independent. So there's a bigger challenge for the NLD for that.
For now, all eyes remain on the NLD's next move, hoping for signs of when thousands will be able to return home. Steve Sanford reporting for VOA from Michina, Myanmar.